This is absolutely fabulous. As you know, Chrysler has been bypassed for quite a number of years. We are still stuck in the 20th century, and we're absolutely thrilled and delighted that DLDC has come on board with us to make Chrysler a better place to live in.
A lot of effort's already gone into plans, so this money effectively has already been earmarked. What work are you hoping to do or hoping to see being done?
Well, the main focus will be on the two car parks, the car park at the corner of the garden and the car park at the chapel. The footpaths are in very bad state and they're going to be bricked, as far as I believe. And we would be delighted also if we could get some of the poles that are along the street, maybe the wires, to go underground or to be tidied up a bit.
Now, you have a Chrysler Tidy Towns committee, but you've been holding back before actually entering the competition. Do you hope that this work paves the way for some success into the future?
Oh, absolutely. Already we have started this year. The Tidy Towns Committee was always there, but it went dormant for a few years and was rejuvenated a few years ago. And we've put in a lot of planting, and it's got very positive feedback from the local community, and we're delighted with it. And this, of course, will enhance the whole village and make it a nicer place for tourists to drive through and tourists to stop in, we hope, in the future.